for a lot of reasons, California is the greatest state by far.
Right.
And now I think it's because of the weather.
Do you?
Here in Los Angeles. It's been cloudy forever.
Not in all of Los Angeles.
Oh, really?
I actually moved over the weekend.
Oh, you moved to the other side
and
of the hill.
And it was sunny.
Was it?
It was sunny and it was beautiful.
Bleah.
Sunny and beautiful.
That's supposed to be tomorrow and the next day.
It was great.
The sun is coming up here to the valley after that.
Excellent.
Like, it's totally not in the valley. It's so bitching. It's been so tubular up here.
It has been cloudy for a long time in a row.
Like 6 weeks with a little break here.
It's a crazy stretch.
It's been awesome. So you were on the other side of the hill basking in the sun.
Yes, I was.
Must have been very happy.
I was.
That's your kind of weather.
It is. I love the sunshine. Let's talk about today's show, shall
Alrighty.
We?
Alrighty.
Give me five. We're going to let you pick.
Yeah, we'll talk about that in a minute. But, you know, you come up with a theme. You want to come up with a theme. We get a lot of great suggestions, especially from Marcy's boot camp. So I thought, let's throw the phones open.
In the 4 o'clock hour, we're going to talk about you swallowed a bug. Have we all done that?
I have a story for you.
Yeah?
It is disgusting.
Fantastic.
It is gross.
I have had many bugs in my mouth, and I don't love it.
I didn't care for it either.
I don't know if you saw the Taylor Swift story.
No.
There's a Taylor Swift story where she's on stage, and she's just about to say something. She goes,
oh.
I'm sorry, just swallowed a bug.
Wow.
Which is pretty great.
You would think that would happen more often on stage outdoors.
Yeah, you really would.
Yeah.
There's a Utah mom. Have you heard about this Utah mom that wrote a book for children about how to handle grief?
No.
That was convicted of killing her husband?
Yes, I did. This is awesome.
Yeah, there's a lot. This is awesome. There's a lot of weird details coming out about her search history and her texts. She was not smart.
Man, people are amazing, aren't they?
She was not smart.
Whatever.
Whatever. We count on people not being
smart. Yeah, that's true. I don't know where we would be without that.
It is 95.5 KLOS.
Bands with siblings or offspring, like that one, Mammoth, WVH, another celebration at the end of the world. Songs with people named Dave.
We're talking about Give Me Five.
Big O. Songs with O in it. Songs about death.
And we're doing Give Me Five again today. It's five songs in a row with a theme at
songs
5 o'clock.
Songs about fire.
And we need a theme.
Songs with foreign lyrics in them.
Sluggo, I believe, is out.
Hey! Songs with hey! If you have hey somewhere in them.
Yeah.
We've done so many.
We have done so
Hold
many.
Hold on a second. Let me see how many we've
you
done.
You have any good ideas
for
our Give
ideas.
Me Five? Maybe we're missing something that's great.
We've done 173 different, what would you call it? Themes.
Themes,
so far, 170 different themes on the Give Me Five. And now I just want to, what do you
take
got?
Take one day off.
Yeah, take a day off.
What do you think would be a good idea for Give Me Five? What's a good theme?
Yeah, so give us a call, 818-955-KLOS, or you can hit us up on the tweet machine.
At Kevin and Sluggo.
So you got an idea, five songs you think you haven't heard us do as a theme. Maybe Marcy has done it or hasn't done it. What do you got?
Give it a shot.
Yeah. And you won't win anything if we use
Correct,
your theme.
Correct, yes. We will give you nothing, but we will use your idea for free.
But suggest a way now. We did a theme called Your Butt. It was all about songs about butts. Just gave us the excuse.
So that's already taken for the first five of you calling.
We did a boogie in your butt with that one.
Yes, we did. Yeah. You know the story of the Utah mom, Corey Richens, who was charged with murdering her husband?
I've only seen a skim of this. So apparently she may have offed her husband, but then she wrote a book after?
About a year to the day after he passed away, she wrote a children's book on how to deal with grief.
But then people have said, well, wait a minute, you know, you really got a handle on some of these details. What was the story? How did it come out?
The story was, well, listen to this.
Okay.
Took us all by shock.
Corey Richens promoting her children's book, Are You With Me?, when it came out just weeks ago. Dedicated to my amazing husband and wonderful father and written, says the blurb, to create peace and comfort for children who have lost a loved one.
I mean, that's a really important thing to do. Incredibly
sure.
important. Did she have kids? I guess.
Yes,
so, yes,
she did have kids. Yes,
so,
she had at least one girl, yeah.
So far, it's like, well, this makes sense. She's
right.
She's a grieving mother. She's going to try and help other children who are going through a terrible situation.
Uh-huh.
But, bum, bum, bum.
Tonight, Richens is behind bars, accused of murdering her husband.
Murdering.
He's really relishing.
I love this guy.
I love this story.
She's accused of murder.
So it's murder.
It's murder.
By serving him a drink, a Moscow mule laced with fentanyl.
Oh, yeah, she meant business.
Yeah, I like Moscow mules. Now I'm going to be
not laced with
fentanyl. Guy, he was a great friend.
Eric Richens died at the family's home in small town Utah early one March morning last year. According to court documents, his wife Corey says she served him a drink in bed the night before going to sleep with one of their kids who was having a night terror.
So the dying father is in bed?
No, the mom was. The mom was in bed, but she served the dad the drink in his room.
And then she went into the kid's room.
And then she went back to the kid's room to sleep with the kid.
Gotcha. Yeah. So when he starts kicking and freaking out,
she's not foaming from the mouth.
She woke around 3 a.m. and went back to her bed. She felt Eric, and he was cold to the touch. That is when the defendant called 911.
So several hours later.
But no.
No, she fell asleep.
The medical examiner found that Eric Richens had around 5 times the lethal dose of fentanyl in his system.
Damn,
and
dude.
It had been ingested orally. Investigators seized the family's phones, which provided a breakthrough. Apparently, text messages were discovered between the wife and a drug dealer.
Oh, my God.
Asking for fentanyl.
She's never seen Breaking Bad.
She's the weird. Go on.
This is what authorities say went down. In late 2021 or early 22, Corey Richens texted that dealer asking for prescription pain medication for an investor who had a back injury. About 2 weeks later, Corey Richens texted again, said that her investor wanted something stronger and asked for some of the Michael Jackson stuff.
That's some of the Michael Jackson
stuff. That's the propofol, but they can't really do that.
Right.
The defendant asked specifically for fentanyl, which was delivered around February 11th.
All right, just for the records, fentanyl is 100 times more powerful than morphine. So it doesn't really take a tremendous amount to kill somebody.
No, you just look at it.
Yeah.
And it'll kill you.
After Valentine's Day dinner at home, Eric Richens became very...
Well, Valentine's Day!
How lovely! She's tying it into Valentine's
Day.
That's sweet.
Wow! She is a case and a half.
This is the first time that she tried, I believe, that she tried to poison him.
Oh, right.
And the reason why she went back to get more.
Gotcha.
After Valentine's Day dinner at home, Eric Richens became very ill. Eric told a friend that he thought his wife was trying to poison him. A couple of weeks later, she got more fentanyl from the dealer. And 6 days later, on March 4th, 2022, Eric was found dead of a fentanyl overdose.
But then she went on to write this book.
This book to help children.
Like after all of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she wrote it. But then they found out, they got her phone, and they found all kinds of great searches. Like, what is a lethal dose of fentanyl?
A stupid person.
What is a lethal dose? Isn't that crazy?
I'm just thinking now, no matter what good the book did for her kids, you know, when you find out, oh, mom, off to dad.
Yeah, that's going to be really...
That's going to kind of wreck all that.
Somebody else is going to need to write a book about that to help them.
Yeah, when your mother murders your father.
Among the details released in the documents are internet searches. Investigators say were found on Richens' phone that described by prosecutors as incriminating. Some of the articles she pulled up were her searches for focused on fentanyl, life insurance payments, and other things relating to police investigations and how data is collected from electronic devices. She did a search on the phone the police found on how to not let the police find any information on that phone. And it didn't work.
What a shock.
There's another one. Can cops force you to do a lie detector test? Here's another question. Luxury prisons for the rich in America.
What? Oh, man.
Death certificate says pending. Will life insurance still pay?
So have they read these off in court yet? Because I know...
Yes, they're just starting the court case, and the prosecutor is trying to get her to be held until the trial.
Right.
And the defendant's attorney is trying to say she's fine. Attorney is trying to say she's fine. Let her out.
Yeah.
So.
Well, she is dumb.
95.5 KLOS on the California's Rock Station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We're doing Give Me Five like we do every day at 5 o'clock. 5 songs in a row with a theme. And we're opening up the phones to get themes from you. Any ideas? You have one?
Band members that have changed and went to different bands.
Oh, I like that. Yeah, I like that idea.
Like Slash went, you know, from Guns N' Roses to Velvet Revolver, then now Miles Kennedy or Solo.
Yep, there's quite a few of those. That actually could probably be a Marcy Boot Camp big old hour-long thing.
True.
Right on, man. Great idea. What's your name?
Thank you. Brett.
Brett, thank you for calling, man.
Yeah, love you guys. All right, Sluggo. Oh, yeah, thank you.
Hello, KLOS. Do you have an idea for the theme for Gimme Five?
The Unabomber.
Unabomber died, yes.
Suicide. So I think go with things that have, like, I dropped a bomb on you. You know that song?
Of course.
Oh. Gap Band. Yeah, that's a KLOS standard.
I think so.
So
let's get this started.
I like that.
So we're celebrating the death of the Unabomber by encouraging people to end it all?
Not necessarily.
Okay. Just explosive songs.
Gotcha.
Yes.
All right.
Yes,
listen, you need help. All right, listen. Bomb is a possibility.
Yeah, that's a possibility. Thank you.
Thank you. KLOS, hello.
It's off to a cheerful start.
Yep. KLOS, hello.
How about a theme about summer, guys?
Ooh, summer.
Summer.
Summer is upon us.
Like Jerry Mungo.
Ah!
It's crazy that we didn't think of that yet.
Yeah. I mean, I guess because it's cloudy in Burbank. Where are you, sir, in the lovely Los Angeles area? Is it cloudy there?
I'm in Woodland Hills.
Oh, so it's cloudy.
I was born right down the street from you guys.
Oh, nice.
All right.
There's still a lot of markings out there because of that, you know. They've never cleaned it up.
Not my fault.
That's true. I guess you're an infant, so. All right, Summer. Okay, that's good. Thank you very much.
KLOS, hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you. You have a theme for Gimme Five?
How about beach?
Beach. Oh, songs about the ocean or the beach in particular?
Either or. I guess ocean.
I think there would be more of the ocean,
yeah, I can't think of too many beaches. I guess Santa Monica would fit, Everclear.
Yeah.
What else you got? Do you have any ideas?
Led Zeppelin, the ocean.
There you go. That's good.
Just the song with the title.
Yeah.
I like that. Who's this?
This is Loopy.
All right,
Loopy. I listen to you guys all the time. Love you guys.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. I asked Sluggo when we got in if he'd ever had a bug fly in his mouth.
Well, it wasn't a fly. It didn't fly in my mouth, but it was in my mouth, that's for sure.
How did it get in your mouth?
We were camping. And they were making burgers.
Right.
And I bit into the burger, and I was halfway through the burger.
Oh, and the burger had a bug in it?
I glanced down, and it must have been, what is that, about 3 inches right there? By like this many, about half an inch.
Yes.
Red, green, winged.
Oh!
And half missing. Only the back part of the bug was still in my burger. The other half.
You ate the head.
I had getting bitten off and
wow, that's
swallowed
gross.
It down. And I remember thinking, this burger tastes kind of weird, Dad.
That's weird.
I think somebody put it in the burger, too, on purpose, which is kind of funny.
That's hilarious.
But it's
that,
right
that changes
dead
the
center.
Story to
yes,
very
it
funny.
Does. It was dead center in the middle of the burger.
I know you don't follow, as I don't, Taylor Swift. She was on stage in an outdoor arena.
Well, not since they got the restraining order against me.
And swallowed a bug while she was on stage. And I'm yowza. Like you said earlier, I'm surprised this doesn't happen more often.
Yeah, you would think. You know, all those bugs flying around, the big lights and everything. You'd be thinking rock stars swallowing bugs on a regular basis.
Now, unfortunately, this is a funny story, but we're bringing it to you through Jeannie Mose.
From CNN. CNN's Jeannie Mose.
Who's the worst?
The best.
Here's
the worst.
The story.
The perils of performing at an outdoor stadium in Chicago.
We got to hire her. I'm telling you, man.
Nope.
Yep, we got to hire her.
We're so lucky to have her.
She's coughing.
Something's amiss with Taylor Swift. Should someone do the Heimlich?
I just swallowed a bug. I'm so sorry.
I just swallowed a bug. I'm sorry.
That would suck. Here you're trying
that
to. You got a
really
vibe.
Suck.
You got a mood. You got the crowd going.
Yes.
And then you
you're in charge.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden,
you swallowed a bug.
Yep.
And everybody, hold on. Let's hear that. That was pretty crazy.
I swallowed a bug. I'm so sorry.
those are the fans that paid thousands of dollars to sit there.
But Taylor swiftly managed to.
No!
Yes.
No!
Yes, she did. She swiftly, because her name is Swift, so she worked in swiftly.
So she swiftly.
Shook it off. See, she's another Taylor Swift song.
Damn. She's on it.
Good.
She's fire hot.
Shook off ingesting the bug faster than she shook off her brief romance with pop rocker Maddie Healy.
I don't think that's necessary. You know, you leave her personal life out of this, ma'am.
I don't even know why you would go there.
Call her in.
TMZ and People report it's over. Taylor was more bemused than bugged by what went down the hatch.
Oh, my God.
She is a treat.
Amazing.
She's an American treat.
Oh.
Delicious.
She said it was delicious.
Yes, she said it was delicious. Funny.
Some fans were jealous. Oh, to be a bug swallowed by Taylor Swift.
She's reading from social media now. From non-funny people.
We've seen reporters. And anchors swallow bugs and keep right on anchoring.
A national emergency has been invoked.
Oh, man. That was wrong.
Wow. That is hard to hear.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
We're going to take calls from those of you that have swallowed bugs.
818-955-KLOS. I got to hear that out. There you go.
A national emergency has been invoked.
We've seen a bee make a beeline for the mouth of Ontario's premier.
It's coming from the health sector. Holy Christ. I just swallowed a bee.
At least Taylor kept her language clean and tried to fish out the bug with a finger.
Which that guy did.
Her face end up splattered with bug carcasses.
Oh, you can't beat the open road.
I don't know, Ace Ventura, maybe? I don't know.
All right.
Jim Carrey movie. I don't know what she's doing. She's all over the place.
Serenity River, when they got back from the bank heist, everybody had been chased by those zombie things, and everybody was really freaking out. She goes, I swallowed a bug.
Like Jim Carrey's did, Taylor maintained a certain self-deprecating poise.
Is there any chance that none of you saw that?
Not only did
not awful.
See it, some saw it from the bug's point of view. Imagine you are just a bug living your life, then suddenly you are in Taylor Swift's stomach.
I can't with her.
Listen, pick out funny ones. I'm sure there are funny ones.
Stop.
It wouldn't be that hard to pick out funny Taylor Swift tweets
about
her swallowing a bug.
Yes.
The hell?
There must be 10 million of
them.
Right. Because it's Taylor Swift.
The guy in the middle, what's funny, because he was reaching in his mouth with his finger trying to get the bee out.
Yeah, you don't want a bee.
Swallow a bee.
You know, a bee in there. Get out of there.
You swallowed a bug. What were the circumstances? 818-955-KLOS.
Taylor Swift swallows a bug. Film at 11.
She swallowed a bug outdoors in Chicago on stage. And a bug flew right down her throat. She said she swallowed it. That's fantastic. So we're asking you when you swallowed a bug. When was it for you?
Like 3 years ago, I was at work, and I was drinking a black coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And I left it there, and I went to take a sip of it. There was a big-ass fly in there. Swallowed the goddamn thing.
Yeah, did you throw it up? Did you spit it out? Did you swallow it down?
I swallowed it, and I threw up immediately.
Oh, gross. First
fly. That's disgusting.
Yeah, those are huge.
Perfect. Thank you, sir.
Well done.
Sorry to hear it.
I said well done. You said sorry to hear it. KLOS, hello.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good. You swallowed a bug?
Yeah, you know, I ride bikes. So,
Oh, okay.
So going down the road, you know, it happened a few times.
Sure.
Do you remember one in particular?
Yeah, I mean, it hurt bad. I had to pull over. I mean, I was talking to my girlfriend, or my wife, actually, on the back. And right, I mean, all the way in the back. I mean, just like slammed.
Just slammed into the back, like it does on a windshield, but it was your back of your throat that it slammed into.
Right, exactly.
Wow.
And it wasn't very tasteful, neither.
They do. They don't taste good at all.
They really don't.
Nope.
They're not great in the taste category.
Even like in the middle of a burger, that doesn't help.
That helps some, because there's some burger.
I guess that's true. Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hi, you swallowed a bug?
Oh, my God, yeah. I can't believe I'm telling this. But, yeah, okay, so I was back east in Illinois with work, right?
Uh-huh.
And I heard that if you swallow a firefly, it'll glow in your mouth.
Right, okay.
All right, yeah, okay, so I was in Illinois and seen a firefly, so I catch it, and I'm like, oh, dude, I'm eating it. I want to see this light up.
You put it in your mouth on purpose?
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, and ate it.
And did it light up inside?
No.
What did it taste like?
I was sick for 2 days.
Really? You said you ate it. Does that mean you swallowed it immediately and didn't give it a chance to light up?
Well, I kind of chewed on it for a minute.
Well, of course you killed it.
Well, yeah, but the ink or the whatever they got going on is supposed to light your mouth up.
Oh, so you were thinking like it spills out and it lights up your whole mouth.
Gotcha.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Someone lied to you.
So it was a scientific experiment. Well done.
Yeah, you're well done, yeah.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's perfect.
He put it in his mouth on purpose.
I can see like being 8 and doing that.
Sure.
How old were you?
I was an 8. I was probably like 38.
Yeah! Woo! Right on. Perfect. That's brilliant, dude.
You rule. Thank you.
Thanks for calling, man. 818-955-KLOS.
You swallowed a bug. Talking about Taylor Swift swallowing a bug while on stage in Chicago.
I swallowed a bug. I'm so sorry.
She literally had to turn away from the audience and swallow so that the bug would go down.
You know, you would think that would happen a lot on stage.
I would think so, too.
I don't remember ever seeing it in any live show.
No, that was pretty great.
Yeah, yeah.
That was pretty great. So we're taking calls from people who have swallowed bugs themselves. Anything but spiders.
I ate a spider one time.
Really?
On purpose.
On purpose?
On purpose. My brother saw one on the counter. And he got freaked out, and he's a little bit light stomach. So I said, oh, so I killed it with my hand. I put it in my mouth, and he goes, you did not eat that. I said, yeah, I did. I stuck my tongue out. It was on there, and he's like, oh, my gosh, and I swallowed away.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did he get sick at the thought of it?
He was just in shock.
What kind of spider was it? Was it black or brown or big?
No, it was a black. It was just like a black house spider.
Right.
Yeah,
Kevin's being like, very quiet.
I hate this story. I hate everything about it. I don't like it. It's not cool.
That's exactly what brothers do. And you had brothers. They never tried to get you to eat a spider or ate one in front of you?
No, I wasn't afraid before a couple of years ago.
Oh, that's right.
When I got bit.
Yeah. That's right. After you got bit, you really got freaked out.
Yeah, now I'm freaked out. I don't want anything to do with it.
He's Spider Kevin.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Your spider gut is tingling at this point.
KLOS, hello.
Hello, this is Al Russo. How are you?
Good, thank you. You swallowed a bug?
I sure did. In my 20s, I was taking my whole family out. We went all the way from Albuquerque, New Mexico to Clearwater Beach, Florida.
Right.
With no problems. I drive up into my aunt's driveway, and damn, two bugs literally flew in the window and flew down my throat.
Wow, so you drive forever and ever and ever, and you get home, and all of a sudden, a couple bugs greet you at the window.
Yeah, I mean, it's a big, long trip, and nothing went wrong.
Welcome home.
They came out there to visit and talk to us, and I was like choking. I'm
like, wow.
That's
like,
fantastic.
It was like, what's going on? I'm choking on two bugs.
Wow.
What are the chances of that?
Yeah, right? Why'd they choose that moment? He's had too easy a trip. Let's screw him
up. Little tag team bastards.
Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi, you swallowed a bug?
Well, I inhaled one.
All right, let's hear it.
A bee.
Yeah.
When I was a little kid, my grandma wouldn't let us play with toys because she said we'd break them. So instead, I would play with straws, and I took a straw and went to her orange tree that was covered in bees.
Oh.
And inhaled a bee.
Wow.
Thinking that it would just be stuck on the end of the straw, not realizing I would inhale it. And I got stung inside my throat and had to go to the emergency room.
Damn.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Well, first of all, what's grandma thinking? That's what toys are for, to be broken and played with. And secondly,
she was raised in the Depression.
Right. Just look at the toys then.
Do whatever.
You can't afford another one. Hey, look at that car over there. Isn't that neat?
How long were you in the ER?
I don't know. A couple hours. They had to watch me to make sure I didn't die.
Sure.
And they gave me some medicine.
Right.
To ease the pain, which was horrendous. But then my grandma wouldn't let me use it because she said I'd waste it.
Ah!
You'd waste it? What does that mean?
You'd have to know my grandma.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think I want to. I don't think I like your grandma, dude.
You don't want to use that. You're going to use it. You waste it all.
Let me have a hit of it. Grandma needs a hit.
Just a taste, a little bump for grandma.
Yeah, the good old days.
Yeah, right?
The good old days.
Dude, thanks for calling, man. 818-955-KLOS.
You swallowed a bug. We have a giant clock. A huge clock.
Yeah, it's a digital, supposedly tied into the nuclear clock. We really rely on it a lot.
Which means it's accurate as can be.
Yep.
And it's been flipping around all day.
Right now it says it's 7:14 a.m. and 42 seconds.
And turns out it's not. Turns out it's 4:51, and we're taking calls on swallowing bugs. You swallowed a bug?
Yes, it ruined my life. When I was a little kid, my parents sent me to camp. I lifted up an old log that was rotted, and about 1,000 wood ticks fell on me and in my mouth.
Oh, no!
I've never been the same since with insects.
I wouldn't think so. That makes sense.
Have you been scared of everything since then?
Yes, I have.
Oh, my God.
I hate them all.
You must have, like, what did you, like, jump around like you were, like, Linda Blair and try and spit them all out, and what happened?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I went crazy.
Sure.
No, I wish there was video of that so much. It would have been so hilarious.
Kevin is a cruel man.
You got to admit, that would have been hilarious.
Not really.
Not really. Okay.
Right on, dude. That is awful. That is a great, perfect, awful story. Thank you, man.
KLOS, hello.
Wow.
Yeah, I ate a cockroach.
On purpose?
Yeah.
Sounded like it when you said I ate a cockroach.
How much did you get for the bet?
It wasn't a bet. It was basically we were having a party. We came into the house and turned the light on in the kitchen, and there was like 15 cockroaches. They all skedaddled.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, this is how you catch them. I picked them up and ate it. We were kind of high at the time.
Yeah, I would say so.
What was your drug of choice that day?
Mushrooms.
I was going to say, that wasn't weed. What did it taste like?
I don't remember. It was 20, 30 years ago.
Sure.
Yeah, that makes sense. Was everyone else impressed or did they miss it completely?
A couple of them laughed and a couple of them puked.
A couple of them puked. That's good. Go. That's what you want at a party.
Yay! Awesome.
Well done. Give me five songs in a row.
Five songs in a row. With a brilliant stank of.
Yeah, we didn't come up with a theme. I mean, it's Monday. I'm just feeling really lazy. So we threw open the phones, what, about 3 o'clock?
Dealer's choice.
Dealer's choice.
Yes.
That's one of my favorite poker games out there. And we're like, hey, so what do you think the theme should be today? And took a bunch of calls. Had quite a few.
Mm-hmm.
And then someone called and said,
how about beach?
Beach. Oh, songs about the ocean or the beach in particular?
Either or. I guess Ocean.
Ocean's 11?
What song would you suggest?
Led Zeppelin, The Ocean.
We let somebody come up with a theme for today, and it's The Ocean. And Stephen Patrick wants to hear Rockaway Beach by the Ramones.
Yeah! Love this song.
Songs about the ocean or the beach. Hello.
Hey, how about Elton John, The Beach Is Back?
Who are you?
This is Steve.
That's just so bad. It's perfect. I think we have to do it.
Well played. We're going to give you five. The songs are about the ocean or the beach.
And this guy called and said,
hey, how about Elton John, The Beach Is Back?
That's cheating, sir. And we heartily approve.
But
so.
We love it.
Yeah. Hello, KLOS. What do you got for songs about beaches or the ocean?
Hey, guys. I have a request for the 5 at 5.
All right.
It's Porno for Pyros, Tahitian Moon.
Not often you hear the Honey Drippers and Tahitian Moon from Porno for Pyros back to back.
That is true.
And The Bitch Is Back from Elton John. Rockaway Beach from the Ramones. And before all of that, The Ocean from Zeppelin. That was a good suggestion.
Hey, we didn't get to the... Oh, Santa Monica.
That's right. We have one more.
What happened?
We're going to do this more often, by the way. You suggest the themes. We'll do it sometime later this week. Thank you for this one. Well, you don't have to. You're good. You can drive whatever you want, really, these days.
Go to the speed limit.
Which is 80, isn't it?
Yes.
That's what we have.
Yes. These two people are dumb.
All right.
People are dumb when you're a dumb. Kevin and Slugger.
Who?
They ought to know.
A man in Oklahoma apparently really had his heart set on an Audi.
Okay.
So
he had an innie instead.
His name is Randy Cantwell, and he showed up at a car dealership in Tulsa.
Okay.
Claiming that he was a federal marshal.
Oh.
And tried to drive off in one of the cars.
Oh. Yeah, because, you know, federal marshals can take whatever car.
That's what they do.
This is an official business.
According to the Tulsa Police Department, Cantwell arrived at the dealership in the south part of the city on Monday, expressed interest in an Audi there, per employee accounts. The worker got the keys, took the man to see the car.
Like you do, of course.
And he said, I'd like to take it for a drive. At and the guy point? Said he couldn't because it wasn't ready, it wasn't prepped to be driven.
Right. Plus, you always give your driver's license and all that, so you
right.
start to get a little official. If
so Cantwell told the employee, hey, man, the car's stolen.
What?
And I'm a federal official, so I'm not leaving without it.
Guy's like, sure.
Okay, right. Dude. Quick-thinking workers said they blocked him in, however, forcing Cantwell to ditch the car and try to walk off the lot.
What a moron.
Police arrived at the scene and said the only ID he provided was his driver's license. He said that he told officers that he became a federal officer when Donald Trump declared martial law while president. So he just named himself
a federal marshal.
A federal
you can
marshal.
Do that. You can do anything.
Listen,
like
I'm
that.
I'm a federal marshal. Well, I need this car.
Sure. I don't even remember martial law, but okay. Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
You know, he actually is his original name, the family name.
Yeah.
It's not Cantwell. It's can't do anything well.
I didn't realize
yeah,
that.
Yeah. They actually just dropped part of it when they moved here.
We'll be right back.
was lucky enough to go to Brazil for the World Cup in 2014.
Nice. Always wanted to go.
And Bean spent a lot of his time, my former partner, bringing up all the crime and all the problems there, and especially in the forest.
Oh, you're going to get
the
killed.
The animals in the forest and the huge snakes that can kill you.
You're not coming back, buddy.
Spiders that fly and attack birds. It's craziness.
I don't want to go anymore.
That's why when I saw this story, four siblings survived a Colombian plane crash.
Yeah.
For 40 days.
40 days. Four children for 40 days after a Cessna fell out of the sky and landed in the jungle.
Their mom lived for a couple of days or so, but then told them they have to go sort of take care of themselves. The kids were 13, 9, 4, and 1.
One! A one-year-old made it in a jungle in Brazil for 40 days.
Isn't that crazy?
Now, they came from somewhere where they sort of knew a little bit about what you could eat.
Yeah, like they were indigenous. Seeds. Yes, and they could tell what the fruits were and different things that were bad. They were found with two small bags containing some clothes, a towel, a flashlight, two cell phones, a music box, and a soda bottle.
Oh, my God. I mean, that needs to be the movie of the week. I want to see them playing that music box, keeping up their spirits. What was the 13-year-old?
13 is the oldest, yes.
You know, keeping her siblings or his sibling, whatever.
How do you keep a one-year-old alive for 40 days? In the jungle.
I mean, as Americans, the plane starts to go poof, poof, and we're like, ah, we're dying! It starts to fall out of the sky. I get it! And that's it.
And you die and the plane never falls.
Yeah, exactly.
95.5 KLOS on the California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. And time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealer. They make it easy. A Utah woman is being held in jail after her husband died of fentanyl poisoning. Authorities found her phone with the search, how much fentanyl does it take to overdose?
And if the autopsy report hasn't come in, do I get the life insurance?
Right. Those were serious searches on her phone.
And then she went on to write a book, How Kids Can Deal with Their Parents Dying. Right. She sort of like held up red flags. Over here!
She did all the whole time.
It was hilarious!
Taylor Swift was doing a concert outside in Texas, and a bug flew in her mouth. She choked for a second and swallowed it.
Yeah, I can't imagine, first of all, singing in front of 25,000 people, and secondly, swallowing a bug on stage.
Yeah, no kidding. I didn't think Taylor swallowed.
All right, I'm on to pet the kitty, the wonderful kitty of Oz.
We'll see you tomorrow. Peace out.
450,000 people showed up to Central Park in New York City on this day in rock in 1982 for a nuclear disarmament rally that was happening, and Bruce Springsteen played along with James Taylor, Jackson Brown, Linda Ronstadt. You a big fan of Rush's Clockwork Angels? It was released on this day in rock in 2012. Remember that time Dave Grohl fell off the stage in Sweden, then got up and kept on playing even though he broke his leg? That was on this day in rock in 2015.